Don't miss a minute of the all-new Sports Cage. Podcasts are posted at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Where are they now? You need new floors? Get the Stars of Flooring. Floor Coverings International, locally owned mobile flooring showrooms. Thousands of choices. FCLfloors.com. Where are they now? Well, let's find out. Where the new Canadian Football Hall of Famer, Weston Dressler, is. Weston, on the line. Tell the Rider Nation, where are you right now and what are you doing?
Specifically right now, I am on the road. I just pulled over, so you guys won't get any background static, but I'm somewhere just outside of Bismarck, North Dakota. I got a few miles to go yet to get home. That's where my hometown is and where I'm living nowadays.
What are you doing as a career, Weston?
I'm working with Stryker Orthopedics. It's a medical device company, and I'm selling new hips and knees to surgeons and trying to change people's lives and getting them moving again.
Oh, that's big time business up in Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. I put up a pop-up store. It'd be huge of some sort. So let's go back. Let's go back to, I want to say, you're an 85 birth date. So let's go to the year 2000. Did you know much about what was going on north up in Canada and in Saskatchewan in the CFL?
No, not really at all. I knew there was football up there, but that was about the extent of my knowledge.
Okay, and then talk about your first thoughts when you got up here and everything started. Just your initial thoughts of how this was going to... Obviously, you could not see how this was going to unfold for you, and you're going to become a future Canadian Football League Hall of Famer, but just your initial thoughts once you got up here. Were you thinking, yeah, I could see myself fitting in here, or are you thinking, I don't know how this is going to work out? Just your initial thoughts when you... join the Riders.
Probably a little bit of everything. I really didn't know what I was getting into a whole lot. I'd say my initial thoughts through that first few days of rookie camp and training camp were just trying to get used to the motion and the waggles as a receiver. And I remember thinking and saying to my brothers and some of my friends back home, it doesn't seem very fair that I get kind of a head start on the DBs. So if I can't get open with that, I probably don't belong up here.
That says a lot about you, though, Weston. You're already thinking, such a nice guy. You're going, I think I'm taking advantage of the DBs here. I don't think this is fair. I should slow down or something. It just goes with your character anyway.
What was your first thought on the size of the field in the end zones?
Obviously it looked and felt much bigger than what I was used to playing on, but I fell in love with it, being a smaller guy, having a little extra room out there, a little more space to run around and get open, was nothing that I was ever going to complain about.
Ryder rookie camp started today up in Saskatoon. I had a chance to talk to Rob Vanstone earlier this week about you. And he remembers, he was your guy when he talks about rookie camp, and a guy that came in, kind of flew under the radar, ended up making rookie camp, main camp, and then making the team. But he remembers too, you were the punt return guy.
Yeah. I did a lot of that in high school and in college and growing up. I loved that part of the game. And again, there was another rule in the punt returns that I felt was a little unfair or more to my advantage. With that 5-yard halo and having that little extra space to catch the ball, it seemed like it was one less thing to worry about when you're catching those booming punts. Sometimes it can get a little nerve-wracking when guys are coming down at you full steam ahead. So I always enjoyed that part of the game, and obviously for myself as another opportunity to get the ball in your hands, it's always something I enjoyed, having the ball.
Weston, we're about the same height, you and I. You obviously are a little more athletic, capable, let's just say, than I am, and gifted than I am. But I just know when through playing sports, whether it was hockey or whether it was football, because I'm a little more on the shorter side of things, that I had to kind of keep my heads up. I had to be a little more cerebral, maybe, than the guys who were blessed with a little more size and were bigger. Did you find that as well too, that you had to I mean, maybe keep your head on a little bit more of a swivel just to last as long in the game as you did, and even starting that at a younger age?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, always playing, I always felt like being a smaller guy on the field that it was kind of a target. Like, obviously, defensive guys and anybody who plays football loves making the big hit and seeing the big hit. And when guys connected with me, it usually looked pretty vicious. So I felt like a lot of times guys were kind of going for that kill shot more so than just making the tackle, and that created some opportunities for me to make guys miss a little bit more often. So trying to use that to my advantage as much as I could. And part of playing the game of football and getting older was understanding when those chances were up and you needed just to kind of get down and protect yourself, or at least get into a position where you can protect yourself, which I always kind of felt like I had a natural ability to do when I had the ball in my hands, for sure.
When you started tearing it up, it was around the same time that the Patriots were doing crazy things and Wes Welker was making headway in the NFL. Did you have anyone that you looked up to or that you tailored your game after, Weston?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of guys, and I'd say growing up, I always enjoyed playing running back, played running back in high school, played a little running back, receiver, kind of hybrid role throughout my college days. So Barry Sanders was always a guy that I admired watching play, and just a guy that some of his two, 3 yard runs were so impressive that he was just fun to watch at all times. So he was definitely a guy that I loved watching growing up, and then obviously some receivers as I got older. I remember Steve Smith with the Panthers, not overly big guy himself, but always seemed to make plays and make plays downfield, which I like doing. Randy Moss isn't a great comparison for me, but I was a Vikings fan growing up, and watching him play with the Vikings and then later on with the Patriots, the things he was doing, just loved the way kind of those two guys played the game and made big plays.
Weston, do you think that the league, the Canadian Football League and the National Football League, do you think that the two big leagues are looking differently at the receiver position than maybe they did a few years ago? And when I say that, I mean maybe back into the, 10, 15 years ago. They felt there was a certain prototype that they needed height-wise. I'm not saying that being 6'4 and being like Calvin Johnson or something like that, Megatron, is a bad build to have. Obviously, it's good. But I think before they kind of automatically counted out certain guys that weren't of a certain stature in height wise, and now you still see guys that are excelling so much in the NFL and the CFL, and obviously for you, or for me, you come to mind, but in the NFL right now, Tyreek Hill, of course, is a huge one that comes to mind. I mean, he's gifted with blazing speed, but as Shink said, there's been some other guys that have also blazed a trail, too. You started off, the Patriots started off with Wes Welker and maybe Amendola, but then obviously Julian Edelman was another one that was there for a long time. So do you think now maybe that the league is, I guess, open to receivers looking different, if they can wrap their heads around guys that may just have a great, that might just be incredibly talented or incredibly fast, and they can wrap their heads around them not looking the same as maybe what the prototype is?
Yeah, I think part of that, too, is just kind of the game evolving. You go back 20, 25 years ago, and it was a lot more smash mouth, and you didn't see as much passing going on as you do today, so there's definitely more sets nowadays with 3-4 receivers out on the field down in the NFL, and that's really just an opportunity for more receivers to be on the field. So maybe your third guy in the slot that comes in those 3-receiver packages is getting more opportunities now than that type of receiver would be getting, 15, 20 years ago. And I think offenses have evolved a little bit to utilize those slot guys a little bit more and underneath routes and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of everything. And then once some of those smaller guys start to have success and coaches see that, GMs see that, it paves the way for others.
New CFL Hall of Famer Weston Dressler joining us on the Western Pizza Guest Hotline. Weston, do you field a lot of questions about the league from, high school kids and college kids down there?
I wouldn't say a lot, but occasionally, yeah. I think there's definitely been since I started up there, a lot more interest in the CFL, at least around my hometown and kind of my group of friends and family and my circle, I guess. But there's definitely a lot more awareness, I think, now than 20 years ago, before I ever even knew what the CFL was all about, for sure.
Younger brother Ryan played wide receiver as well. Was there ever a chance that you were going to get him a look up here?
No, I don't. You know, he worked hard and did an awesome job, and I think we both got the most out of our abilities that we could get.
Who is the one, or maybe a couple of guys that you are still very tight with from your Rider days?
Obviously, my fellow receivers, Bag and Getz. Those are kind of my two guys throughout my whole career, at least with Saskatchewan, right, that I was with. Mike McCall is another one that I get anytime I get back to Regina, is trying to get a hold of those guys when I can. Obviously, that gets a little tough with family and visiting. My wife's from there and visiting her family and all that stuff, but trying to connect with those guys when possible.
I know Getz gets you out in the golf course a lot when you're up here. How's the golf game?
Couple years ago, it was doing all right. I'd say probably the last year and a half now, it's kind of taken a downturn. I got four kids now, so less and less time to get out on the course.
Yeah, that's never good for the handicap. Hey, I know you pulled over on the side of the road to do this today, and you know, congratulations on the Hall of Fame, and Rider Nation, obviously, very very proud of you, and we appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
CFL Hall of Famer Weston Dressler, Bidzy, like, deserving. You start watching old clips of him, and you start reading about, because you kind of forget, right? Like recency bias, like everyone, you know, what's going on now. And it's like, yeah, this guy was special. And then I found it really interesting where he's like, I didn't know much about the league.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and just talking to him and listening to him, he comes across just like you would, you know, just like you remember him, right? He comes across soft-spoken, very humble, hasn't changed at all. Just a great guy. I bet you he just walks around in his everyday life like nobody would know. I bet you that some of the people that he does sales with, you know, it probably takes him two or three meetings maybe. If they're unfamiliar with the Canadian Football League, he probably doesn't bring it up. They're probably like, you know what, Weston, yeah, the guy that you do work with, yeah, do you know that he was an amazing football player? Do you know that in Canada he's in their Hall of Fame? Like, people that don't follow the Canadian Football League wouldn't know. They wouldn't know it by talking to Weston Dressler, because he just is like we remember him, very humble, very quiet.
And he's a sales guy. Like, he's just probably the most honest sales guy. It's like, no, you know what? I want to sell you those prosthetics.
But it's not for you.
Yeah, these are a little bit cheaper. These are better product right here. Yeah. So, no, that was a really cool catch-up with Weston Dressler on the Western Pizza Guest Hotline. It is the home of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the home of Riders Training Camp, the Sports Cage, 620 CKRM.